The only distraction for baby boomers was our imagination. Three channels on the TV were rarely worth watching. But now there are unlimited choices for distractions competing for your attention. The average person checks their phone 150 times a day. And I doubt that we are making 150 of those conscious choices to be distracted. Now, we know that these distractions work against our happiness, connection, and productivity as a result. It's been proven. There are people right now intentionally designing technology even more so to steal and even keep more of your attention by embedding what we call variable intermittent reinforcement. There is nothing more powerful in developing repeatable behavior and maximizing addictiveness than this method of reinforcement. Slot machines have used this technology for decades, and slot machines build addiction to gambling 4 times faster than any other type of gambling. In other words, we each have a very powerful slot machine in our own pocket. Now, I can anticipate your argument. You may say, but you know what? I don't check my phone while I'm working. Well, a new research has found that even if you go all day without touching your device, just having it visible or even in your pocket distracts you from complex tasks. In one study, participants completed complex motor tasks with their own phones clearly visible. Other participants completed the tasks only after their phones were taken away. Participants who had their phone visible performed far worse than those who did not. The study builds on other research that suggests that having your phone out reduces the quality of all of your social interactions, even if you don't engage with your phone. It apparently stifles interpersonal closeness and trust, and get this, it significantly reduces empathy for one another. More researchers are concluding that it disrupts human bonding and intimacy. And that's the irony. We're innately wired to be social beings, but devices and apps intended to make us more social are making us less so. It asks our brain to do what it's not wired to do, which is constant switching. Dr. Earl Miller, a professor of neuroscience at MIT, even says, every time you switch your phone, your focus from one thing to another, there's something called a switch cost. Your brain stumbles a bit, and it requires more time to get back to where it was before you were distracted. You're doing this constantly during the day. So now ask yourself, what are these distractions costing you and your company? And what do you do about it? I know what one company does, and this company has designed some of these menus for our addiction, Google. They have a rule for all their meetings. It's called a no-screen policy. That's right, no screens can be open or even sitting on the table in a meeting because they know full well just how tempting it is to connect with anybody but the people around you or at the task at hand.